Lullaby Town by Robert Craze. Elvis Cole, P.I., goes Hollywood, but only to meet his client, Tinseltown's newest wunderkind, the brilliant, erratic director known as the King of Adventure. What Peter Allen Nelson wants, he gets, and he wants to find his ex-wife and son, neither of whom he has seen since the child was an infant. Cole quickly surmises that his biggest obstacle in the case may just be the director's ego.
Peter Allen Nelson was standing on top of a marble slab desk, waving his arms and screaming so hard that his face was red. He was maybe 6'2", but skinny, with more butt than shoulders, and the kind of soft, gawky frame that probably meant he had been a stiff-legged, awkward child. He had a rectangular Fred McMurray face to go with the body, and he wore black leather pants with a silver concho belt and a blue denim work shirt with the cuffs rolled over his thin forearms. It was a style and a look that had faded away in the mid-70s, but if you were the King of Adventure, I guess you could dress any way you wanted. The King yelled, "Stop the tape! I don't want to see this crap! Are you people out of your minds?" Donnie ran forward, rubbing at his hair. "Hey, Peter, what's going on? Hey, there's a problem. That's what I'm here for." The woman said, "We showed him a tape of work by the new production designer. He liked it fine until I told him that the new designer had worked in television." Peter made a loud moaning sound, then jumped off the desk, raced forward, grabbed the tape from the rabbit-faced man, and threw it out the window. Peter yelled, "His quality is all wrong! Don't you people understand image density? TV is small. Movies are large. I make movies, not television." He stood in the center of the floor, breathing hard, hands down at his sides, like there was a terrible anger bubbling within him that he didn't know if he could control. I said, "I'm Elvis Cole. Is there a problem you want to discuss with me, or should I leave now during the intermission?"
It's the kind of case and client that Elvis Cole can handle in his sleep until it turns out to be a nightmare. For when Cole finds Nelson's wife in a small Connecticut town, she's nothing like what he expects. The lady has some unwanted and very nasty mob connections.
When I got to the stairwell, the guy in the string tie and another guy stepped out. The guy with the string tie said, "Hey, Joey, you think this is the guy?" Joey was shorter and wider than me, with a round cannonball head and caviar zits and a thick, fleshy body that made him look sort of like an overgrown Pillsbury doughboy. He said, "Yeah, this is him. Looks like a guy from out of town who don't belong here, like he needs a little help to find his way home." The string tie nodded and made a sort of snickering sound. The snickering sound was a nose whistle. "Let's get him on his way." I said, "Are you guys for real, or is this going to be on America's Funniest Home Videos?" They sounded like Leo Gorcy and Hunts Hall. The guy with the string tied took out a piece of pipe about 10 inches long, and Joey took a half step forward. Joey said, "We got a message for you, Mickey Mouse. Pack your mouse ears and go back to Disneyland." I blinked at them. Did Karen Lloyd put you guys on me? The string tie swung the pipe from somewhere out around the North Atlantic. I stepped to the inside and hit him in the forehead with the 2 bottles of Rolling Rock. The broken glass cut through the bag, and beer sprayed back along my arm. He said, dropped the pipe and fell backward over a curbstone. Joey wobbled forward, throwing a lot of rights and lefts without much in the way of control. I sideslipped and hit him twice in the face and once in the neck and drove a straight kick from the taekwondo into his solar plexus. He stopped swinging and made a sort of coughing sound and stepped back, surprised. I said, "What's this got to do with Karen Lloyd?"
Lullaby Town by Robert Craze. Volume 3 in the Elvis Cole series, available from Brilliance Audio's The Nova Audiobook Series. 6 hours of suspense and humor on 4 standard play cassettes for only $24.95.